Heyo! What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TJTV Podcast, only on Spotify and Google Podcasts. How are you doing today? Happy Easter weekend, and actually, I am not for it. I've said this before, I've said it to a bunch of people, and I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way as well. A lot of you are like, why is Easter in March this year? And here's my deal about that. March is its own month. It's its own entity. March, the only holiday that they should have is St. Patrick's Day. Not St. Patrick's Day, then Easter. It just doesn't feel right because in April, there's nothing in between. And it's just kind of depressing. I mean, I don't know. I've always been a fan of Easter around April because that's the time where you go down to Florida, you have a good time. And I feel like it's every couple years. I feel every couple years there's always Easter in March. And there was Easter in March last year. There was Easter in March this back when I was in high school 10 years ago. I'm just not for it. I really am not. But I do love this time of year because every time in April, I would always go to Florida. And Florida was the time of my life. I love Florida. I actually almost moved down there when I was 18. I was really considering like moving in with my aunt just because I was just tired of, you know, Pennsylvania. But the fact of the matter is, like, I just can't believe it's already Easter. Like, this doesn't feel right saying it's Easter. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not a fan of Easter, but today I'm actually going to be talking about some stuff about Easter. And I also want to talk about the boat that crashed into that bridge the other day. And I know they found, I believe 6 people were found in that, in the collapse. But my thing about that was, I wanted to touch on this a few days ago. And the fact of the matter is, how does a bridge crash in, or how does a boat crash into a bridge and no one questions it? Everyone's like, oh, it lost power, yada, yada, yada. But how does that happen? How the hell does a boat just crash into a bridge? And how does a bridge, like, collapse? Because these bridges, they've been around for a long time. I can't tell you how long that bridge has been around, but the fact that a big cargo boat can crash into a bridge and it just collapses without any, you know, damage or anything, how does it just happen? It makes me think that bridges nowadays are unstable as shit. Like, if I'm going over to the Commodore Barry, and a big, a boat, like the Carnival Cruise, it's huge. Say it crashes into one of the pillars. Does that mean the Commodore Barry Bridge is going to collapse because a boat crashed into it? I really would like to know that. And it just makes me really weary about going over bridges and going to, like, certain places. Because, like, it does scare me a lot. I really wonder what could happen in the event of something like this happening. You know what I mean? And I'm seeing a lot of reports like, you know, it was a cyber attack, TJ, something else is going on, or yada, yada, yada. Here's my thing. I'm not a fan of this. I don't know. I'm not really good with this type of stuff. But the fact that a bridge just collapsed because of a boat, it's just, like, crazy. It really is. And I think it was an attack. Because how does a boat lose power 3 times? How does that happen? I really would like to know. Like, a boat should not lose power 3 times when it's sailing. And then you also have, like, first responders saying, oh, you know, the cops were helping people. And I didn't see any cops out there. They saved maybe 6 people or more. But a lot of people died. They're not going to go home for Easter. They're not going to be with their families for Christmas. And I know people die every day. And I'm not one of those guys that are just like, okay, whatever. But it's just sad. I don't know. It makes me wonder though, like how many bridges are actually unstable, because I don't know. Just the fact of the matter is the boat went right towards the bridge and it just collapsed, like the whole thing. Like imagine driving and then you collapse. And more often I'm seeing on TikTok about the bridge, conspiracy theories about it. And I'm also seeing how to get out of your car, how to get out of your car when you're underwater. And I never will forget. I saw a phone call of a guy in the water. I don't know if it was during the bridge when it collapsed, but the guy was like, I'm underwater and I'm drowning and I need your help. Like, that's just scary. Like, the worst ways to die. And these are just my opinions. Some of the worst ways to die are being burned alive, drowning, and like going through like pain, like cancer or something that's killing you slowly. Like that's one of the worst ways to die. Those three things. I'm sure there's more, but the fact of the matter is, it's just scary. Just that, you know, you're underwater and you're drowning and you have no way of getting out. It really is. So that's just my two cents on that. And you know what? I feel bad for the families. I really do. I honestly think there's still more like missing people. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but are there still missing people to this day? I really would like to know. I don't know. I'm reading this thing right now. A lot of people drown because they didn't know. If you find yourself underwater in a car, don't panic. Don't waste your energy trying to push the door. Don't open the window. The force of the water entering the car will not allow you to get out. Take out the head restraint. Use the steel sharp tip and break the back window. Kick the glass out of it. The car by engineering is designed is intended to float in the water. In the rear window will always be facing the exit. This could save your life. I want to share that. I wasn't even going to talk about that, but, you know, it just popped up on Facebook. There's a weird thing going on. So, I'm from Delco, and apparently they're making Delco the movie. I don't even know what this movie's about, but I think it's about three friends in Delco. It follows three teens as they try to make mischief for one night, and it's based in Delaware County. Now, I really wonder how, like, I can't wait to see how this movie is portrayed. I really would like to see it. I wonder who the actors and actresses are. But I saw that the news company, ABC News, was it ABC or CBS? It was CBS News. They were reporting on Delco the movie. And Delco really wasn't a thing until Mayor of Easttown came out. But the fact that they're making a Delco movie just kind of flabbergasts me. It really does. I don't know. It's just how I feel. Because I tried to make something similar like Delco the movie, but I don't think it was anything like that. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it should follow three teenagers. That's just my personal opinion, but I really would like to see how this movie is portrayed and how they betray Delco people. And are these teens from Delco? I really would want to know. Where does it take place? Does it take place in Springfield, Havertown, or Chichester? Or where does it? I really would like to know. And if you have if you know anything about Delco the movie, please let me know, because I'm very interested. I really would like to know what's going on. But that's a different story for a different day. Yeah, I don't know. But the whole bridge collapse and then now Delco in a movie and, you know, people drowning in cars, it just makes a very good Easter Day celebration. I don't know. I don't know how that fucking happened. It really kind of worries me because, like, I was supposed to go to Jersey a couple days ago, but to go to Jersey, I had to go over the bridge, and I'm really not too thrilled about going over a bridge, Because that's the only way to get into Jersey, I'm pretty sure. Unless you go through 95, go up 95 and go around. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to be that scared. But I know people who have crossed the bridge, and yeah. It makes me think the same thing about highways, too. I mean, it's like last year with that tanker that took out 95. That was scary, too. It just makes me think, like, how much stuff or how stable are things in this world? How stable is everything? I really would want to know. But, yeah, the cargo boat that just collapsed that bridge, they're probably going to get sued for that. And, you know, I saw an actual good story about this, too. So, the mayor of Maryland, I don't know what county or if it's just like the mayor of Maryland in general, he was being questioned by reporters, when's the bridge going to get done? And some guy stepped in front of him. I think it was the police chief. It was somebody. But anyways, he was being questioned, when is the bridge going to get repaired? And some guy stepped in front of the police chief and was like, look, we're not going to talk about repairs for now. We're going to talk about the people that are missing right now. We got to get those people out first and get them, you know, out of the water and yada, yada, yada before we worry about fixing the bridge. And that is respect right there. Yeah, like, unfortunately, the people that are in the water right now, they're dead, obviously. But the fact of the matter is, I would rather get those guys out of the water, bring them to their families, and have a proper funeral and burial for them instead of just sitting in the water rotting. But I don't know, the ocean, water, like rivers, bays, and oceans, they all scare me. They do. I don't know why. I have a fear about it. I really do. I have a honest fear about, like, what's under me. And I have a house, like, up at the Poconos, right on the Delaware. And I swim in it all year round. Nothing's ever happened to me, knock on wood. But, yeah, no, I have a weird fear of scary things like that, like what's under me. And I've always been fearful of that. And to get over my fear, I jump in the water. I swam across the Delaware River a couple times because where my house is, you could swim from Pennsylvania to Jersey and back like a couple times and be fine. Yeah, I get scared of places like that. I really do. And it's scary just to think about because, like, you never know what's under you. And even in the ocean, there's only 25% of the ocean floor discovered. And there's still, like, 80% that we still don't know about. So I would really like to know, like, what's under the water. And Maybe we'll get a president in the next, like, 10 years that it will actually get drones and go underwater and see what's down there. Because I know there's a bunch of, you know, ships and, you know, God forbid, other stuff as well. And here's the other thing that kind of scares me, too, about the ocean. And this isn't in the water itself. It's, like, boats. Do you realize that there's a lot of ghost ships around? Like, just imagine you're on a Carnival cruise and you see a ship, no one's operating it and there's nothing, there's nobody there. It's just a ghost ship. Like, that has to be kind of scary. Like a ghost, because there are tons of ghost ships around. I mean, I can't tell you how many there are in the world. I could probably tell you right now, but that is kind of creepy that there's just ghost ships roaming around the ocean. So I don't know. So how many ghost ships? In 2020, there are about 430 ships listed. 5,767 crews abandoned since 2004. So there's still about 500 ghost ships just mysteriously roaming the ocean. So I don't know. That's scary. So I'm just looking to see if there's anything going around. I don't think there is anything. I don't know. You never know what's in the ocean. I still believe there are aliens in the ocean. I really do. Aliens and, you know, whatever else. Yeah, I'm just looking at all these ghost ships right now, and they're just talking about folklores of sustained ships, historically attested, the Seabird, Mary Celeste. See anything in, like, the 21st century? Tai Ching, 21. 2012, Rory Anmaru. Let's see. Dozens of ghost ships reach Japanese water. There's a lot. Okay, in January 2021, the Yung Yu Sing number 18 was discovered adrift Midway Island with all crew and a lifeboat missing. Wow. Huh. It launched in 2001 and apparently it showed up 23 years later. Wow. Scary. Really is. Ghost ships. There's probably ghost ships and ghost cars. And we talked about those with Ray Gonzalez actually not too long ago. So, you know, here's a weird thing that I saw. And this happened in Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania man in scream mask killed neighbor with chainsaw and went home to watch a movie. A Pennsylvania man attacked and killed his neighbor this week using a knife and a chainsaw while wearing a mask and a costume like one from the movie Scream, official said. The man, identified as Zach Moore, age 30, then returned home to watch a movie until police came, according to a criminal complaint from Pennsylvania State Police. Police said Moyer will surrender after the attack and was taken into custody without incident. He has been charged with criminal homicide and has been held in the Carbon County Correctional Facility. Layton Borough Police said responded to the active assault incident Monday in Carbon County, which a man attacked another man using a knife and a chainsaw. I can't read that anymore. That's crazy. I really wonder why he wore a scream mask and then killed somebody with a chainsaw and a knife. Like, how fucked up can you be? And then he went home to watch a movie. I gotta go home. I'm gonna go and kill my neighbor. And then I'm gonna watch my movie as soon as I'm done with my neighbor. And the movie I'm gonna watch is Terrifier 2. Because Terrifier 2, they gut people from head to toe. Never saw that movie. I've heard it was a very gruesome movie. Makes me want to watch it now. I see a lot of clips about Terrifier. But yeah, just the fact that, like, you're in a scream mask and you're going to kill somebody randomly, it just kind of just makes me think, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Honestly, what are you doing with your life? Honestly, what is going on here? What are we doing? Honestly, I really would want to know. Anyways, oh well. So, here's what we're going to do. Take a break. Maybe I'll do some fan feedback. Actually, I'll do some fan feedback real quick. I got a couple minutes. So, fan feedback about Will Wesley. TJ, this was a great interview. Hope really enjoyed it. I also enjoyed his song. You brought me back to my old country days of listening to country 24/7. I like the old style country. I like how he incorporates old country and new country into his music. TJ, Will Wesley, what can I say? That ghost story made me scared. It sent shivers down my spine. Yeah, actually, that did. It made me water, actually. My eyes water. Ghost stories. Anyways, overall, it was a good interview. I really enjoyed it. Please keep up the good work. Do more interviews like this. When are you going to have Will Wesley back on again? We want him to perform live. I would love to. TJ, Will Wesley was a great guy. Great. Seemed like a really genuine and really thoughtful. Thanks for the content. Well, thank you. Yeah, so everyone loved Will Wesley. That was a good interview. So, anyways, yeah. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Let's take a break. I'll come back, and then we're going to talk about some other stuff. I have a lot more things on my mind, but maybe we'll do the top five Easter gift baskets. All right, let's take a break. I'll be back, and then, yeah. All right, take a break.
Get your shit together.
Ah! I missed a payment? When? When would have I ever missed a payment? Okay. I'm a little upset. No, I don't want to throw this on you, but I'm just upset about this whole situation. Okay. So, how do I rectify this? Purchase another... Sir. I was not informed about any of this. I waited on any info about this. I was told, hey, you don't owe us money. We owe you money. You have a credit. I got several notices in the mail about this, that there was a credit on my account, and nobody told me anything about this. Please pass me into your sales team so I can kill them.
I mean, it's just listening to you guys makes me depressed.
Metallica, only on the TJTV podcast. Great song. I love this song. It's one of my favorite songs to listen to, especially because I'm not a whiskey drinker, and I don't like to hit my women, but, you know. Oh, well. It's just such a great song. Anyways. So, Beyonce, and this is really surprising, Beyonce is now a country singer. And I don't know how I feel about that. I was listening to the country station the other day, and I heard Beyonce's country song, Texas Hold'em. And I don't know. I feel like certain artists shouldn't just switch from one genre to the next. Like Taylor Swift, she was always good country. I'm not a fan of her pop stuff, and she's too PC nowadays. Beyonce, though, I mean, I don't know. She did a cover of Jolene, which I'm going to play that for you real quick. I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
Jolene, don't take the chance because you think you can. You're beautiful beyond compare. Takes more than beauty and seductive stares to come between a family and a happy man.
I don't know. I'm not really feeling it, but this is Texas Hold'em. She looks good in that. I will say that. She is hot.
This ain't Texas. Woo! Ain't no hold'em. Hey! So lay your cards down, down, down.
I mean, this isn't a bad song.
So park your Lexus. Woo! And throw your keys up. You come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now. Woo!
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's not bad, but a lot of artists, a lot of rappers have collaborated with country music stars like Nelly and Tim McGraw when they did Over and Over Again.
It's all
I mean, this isn't bad. This has actually got me into country music, having Nelly and Tim McGraw singing. It's a duet. I should start singing. But in any event, I'm just not for Beyoncé becoming country. She was never country. I personally like her other older stuff, like her older stuff. And everyone's going to say, oh, you know, why are you bashing her for becoming country? I'm not bashing anybody for becoming country, but I mean, this is better. Halo. Halo was one of my favorite songs that she did. I just can't see her becoming country. Like, this is better than her country music. That's just my personal opinion, though. Remember those walls I built? Halo's 10 times better. Baby, trust me. Down, and they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make the sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo. I got my angel now. It's like I've been away. I mean, let me know what you think. Does Beyoncé sound better singing country music, or do you think she's better with like her older stuff? I ain't never gonna shut you out. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Baby, I can see your halo. You know you're my saving grace. You're everything I need and more. And then you got Drunken Love. Or Dangerously in Love, I'm sorry. Yeah, Drunk in Love and Dangerously in Love, featuring Jay-Z.
I've been drinking.
This is one of her newer songs. Yeah, yeah.
Hello, girls.
Hello, Beyonce.
Hello, fellas.
This is a newer one, but...
Those petty ones can't fuck with me. Because I'm a clever girl. We snapping.
So this is a rehash of Boots Aren't Made for Walking.
We want to welcome you to the Beyonce Cowboy Carter Act 2. In a rodeo chilling circuit. We clapping. We drumming.
Yeah, so that's a rehash of this.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking. Let's go. You keep saying you bought something for me.
I don't know. I'm not a fan. I just can't deal with Beyonce's new music. I'm not a country fan of hers. Like, I mean, honestly, I just think that her doing country was a dumb career choice. That's just my opinion. A lot of people like Beyonce. I don't know. Her old stuff's 10 times better, honestly. I think her old stuff's 10 times better. That's just my opinion. Irreplaceable.
To the left.
Like I said.
To the left. Everything you own in the box to the left.
Her old stuff is better. Countdown.
Boy.
Like I said, her old stuff's better. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, she did a new song Beyonce and Post Malone, Levi's jeans. I've had enough. I can't do it anymore. Anyways, I like her music 10 times better than her old stuff than her new stuff. But that's always who I was. I mean, I'm not a fan of everyone's new stuff nowadays. Like, some new stuff is good, some isn't. It's just how I am. Don't bash me. Don't kill me in the comments. Please. I'm begging you. So anyway, since it's Good Friday today, and the Phillies, the home opener is today, and I think with the team that we have, the Phillies are going to go all the way. And here's the theme song that everybody loves. The Phillies World Series hype video. But it's going to be the hype video from now on for this team for the next couple years.
The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Shallow center field. Coming on is Marsh. Still coming on. Makes the catch.
Yeah, home openers today. You know, I think they're going to do really well this year. I honestly believe that the Phillies are going to go all the way again. And you know what? I love this time of year so much, because now the home opener is coming. We're pretty much on the cusp of summer. There's just so many good things happening. I'm really excited. But yeah, that's a different day. Different story for a different day. Anyways, okay, so, yeah. Home openers today. Hope everyone's going to have a fun time, because I'll be at work. Oh, well. Also, I read that Taylor Swift's dad punched a cameraman. I really want to hear about that. I mean, I don't know anything about that, but I did hear that Taylor Swift's dad punched a cameraman in the face. Which is kind of screwed up. I don't know. I don't know if you feel this way, but everybody is crazy as shit. Everybody is. It's really bizarre how crazy people are. So, I don't know. Everyone's just so crazy and... so much stuff going on. Oh, well. Las Vegas teen charged with the murder of hanging out the window of a car and shooting a woman with their two dogs. Death penalty. Damn. I don't get it. What's with everyone, like, shooting everybody? Like, why are we doing that? I really don't. I don't know. It's just crazy. Speaking of Beyonce, she's number 4 on trending on X, and everyone's trending Jolene. I'm not a fan of it. I really wasn't a fan of it. I'm still not. Oh, well. That's a different story. But I guess I'm really going to go, because there's really not much to talk about. So, yeah, I'm done. No more. All right, so that's going to wrap up today's episode. Hope you guys enjoy it. Happy Easter, and hope you guys have a fun, safe Easter and Good Friday and all that. I'll be doing some stuff. So, yeah. Anyways, we'll be back next week. Hopefully, everything is good from here on out. And there's really not much to go off of. But anyways, yeah, happy Easter. Hope the Phillies win. And summer's right around the corner. Just put it out there. So, all right, love you all to death. And my hearts and prayers go out to the people who lost their lives in the bridge collapse. And Beyonce, stop doing country. Just do something else. Go back to your old music. I like it better. And yeah, that's it, everyone. Love you all to death, and bye.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to...